This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli airstrikes on a tent camp for displaced Palestinians killed and wounded 65 people in southern Gaza, the enclave's civil emergency service said early on Tuesday, as the Israeli military said it had targeted a Hamas command center. Residents and medics set a tent encampment near Khan Yunis in the Al-Mawasi area, a designated humanitarian zone, was struck by at least 4 missiles. The camp is crowded with displaced Palestinians who have fled from elsewhere in the territory. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the AP in an interview on Monday the UN is willing to monitor any ceasefire in Gaza, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Guterres is demanding an end to the fighting.
I've never seen such a level of death and destruction as we are seeing in Gaza in the last few months.
But Guterres says it's unrealistic to think the UN could play a role in Gaza's future.
Of course, we would be ready to do whatever the international community asks for us. The question is whether the parties would accept it, and in particular, whether Israel would accept it.
Guterres says Israel is unlikely to accept a UN role. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his government have accused the UN of being anti-Israel. I'm Ed Donahue.
Venezuela's opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, addressed the exile of former opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez on Monday during a virtual briefing, saying the opposition considers him the elected president of Venezuela. Gonzalez arrived in Spain on Sunday after he fled there into exile as part of a negotiated deal with the Nicolas Maduro government that dealt a major blow to millions who placed their hopes in his opposition campaign after the July 28th presidential election.